Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Every September, clothing designers gather in New York City to present their springtime creations to the public. The city also holds a fashion week in February to show clothes for autumn. Today, we talk about two designers presenting their work in their first New York Fashion Week. We will start with the youngest ever. Thirteen-year-old Isabella Rose Taylor began painting at the age of three. She says she also loved clothes. By the age of nine, she had combined the two interests and launched a clothing line. The major American retailer, Nordstrom, sells her products. But Isabella has never been on the professional side of Fashion Week before. She clothed her models in mostly neutral colors and sent them down the runway on Tuesday. Isabella's styles included short skirts, long dresses, and tops with details like hanging strings called fringe. The designer called the collection a story of spring with rainy days and colorful beginnings. Isabella is not just successful in the clothing design world. A private art dealer in her hometown of Austin, Texas, sells her paintings. And the 13-year-old is a great student. She is currently in her second year of college, many years younger than most U.S. university students. Another designer new to New York Fashion Week is famous for a completely different first career. Tennis champion Serena Williams presented her clothing line for the first time at the event. Williams came to New York right after winning the U.S. Open Women's Singles Championship for the sixth time in her career. She is the highest-rated woman tennis player in the world. But Williams has a second dream profession. For years, she did not dress like the other professional tennis players. She chose court clothing that presented a young, modern, and edgy look. Critics expressed mixed opinions about her style sense. But for now, she has taken her fashion game to the experts. Williams' runway show included 27 pieces featuring animal prints, leather, and shoes with very high heels. Williams says she was involved with every part of the show, including the models' hair and makeup styles. Serena Williams designed the clothing to sell on the television shopping network HSN. And her first New York Fashion Week show was a success by at least one marker. A much-respected editor of a much-respected fashion magazine attended. Vogue head Anna Wintour also took part in photographs with Serena Williams after the show. If you want it, take it. I should have said it before. The first three albums on Billboard magazine's top 200 best-selling albums list this week represent three major music styles. The young singer Ariana Grande tops the list with her new pop record, My Everything. Country music star Brad Paisley follows at number two with Moonshine in the Trunk. Next is a release from rhythm and blues artist Kem, Promise to Love, Album 4. June Sims has more.
Ziggy Iggs, they got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
That is Problem, Grande's first single from My Everything. Grande said it was about a bad love relationship that a person wants to continue. Australian rapper Iggy Azalea also performs on the song. Sales were no problem. The public bought more than 400,000 copies of the song within a week of its release. Some members of the Australian press seem to think Grande is a problem, however. The singer performed in that country this week. News media there said she canceled a photo shoot shortly after it started, and reporters protested that Grande had a long list of questions she would not permit, including anything about her love life or her television show, Sam and Cat. The singer denied the reports. Ariana Grande's name also appears on the top 10 of Billboard's Hot 100 list twice. She is at number 7 with the song Break Free from her new album. But she also shares the number 4 position for Bang Bang. She performs the song with artists Nicki Minaj and Jessie J. All three women work for the same recording company. Virginia native Brad Paisley is no stranger to Billboard's Top 200 list. Several of his 11 albums have enjoyed the number 2 position. In fact, the country singer has sold more than 12 million albums in all. The Recording Academy has also honored him with 3 Grammy Awards. Paisley is known for writing smart songs that are often funny. Riverbank from his new album is a good example. The song talks about the fun to be had with simple things that do not cost a lot, like a rubber tube for floating on a river. It compares a rubber tube with a big, high-priced boat called a yacht. Paisley sings, "We're near the river and far from rich, but we have got each other and gas in the tank. We're laughing all the way to the riverbank. The riverbank is the land alongside the river. But a bank is also a place that holds money. And there is a common American saying that when people get rich, they are laughing all the way to the bank.
Here we go. Well, I won $2 on a scratch-off ticket, so I went back to the counter and I bought two more with it, and I won $10 and that was just right, so I bought a six-pack and a bag of ice. You know, even if our ship came in and this is all
Kim is from Detroit, the birthplace of Motown Records. The company is home to much great R&B music. Kim has recorded with Motown since his first album 10 years ago. Promise to Love is his fourth. All the others have become gold records, meaning at least 500,000 copies were sold. Promise to Love is well on its way to gold. It sold more than 50,000 copies its first week on the market. The song It's You is the first single released from the album. Like Paisley's Riverbank, it celebrates love over money. Kim sings, "I don't need diamonds nor the finest gold." The song is about the love of a woman who is more precious than anything.
Baby, you're the one I love.
I'm June Sims.
The queen of my heart, the light of my soul. You're more precious than anything. I don't need diamonds nor the finest gold. Darling, I cherish you, and I confess my gratitude. Bless the day you came along. You got a brother singing a brand new song. Yeah, it's you. Girl, I wake up in the morning and I'm tripping cause I'm digging what the Lord has made. It's you. Never thought I'd be forever getting with it, but I'm so glad you stayed. It's you. You make it better, gotta get myself together, cause I want you more and more. It's you. Girl, it's hard to ignore. It's you.
And that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a question about American life, people, or places, let us know. Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. And tune in again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver.
Undivided, our love will stand. Cause you are my woman, yeah. To be your man. It's you. Girl, I wake up in the morning and I'm tripping cause I'm digging what the Lord has made. It's you. I never thought I'd be forever getting with it, but I'm so glad you stayed. It's you. You make it better, gotta get myself together cause I want you more and more. It's you. Girl, it's hard.